Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden's third State of the Union address was packed with cheers and jeers from each side.
President Biden never mentioned his name, but everyone knew he was talking about Donald Trump as a threat to democracy and world peace when he said he wouldn't defend a NATO nation that didn't spend enough.
A former Republican president tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want. That's a quote. A former president actually said that. Bowing down to a Russian leader. I think it's outrageous, it's dangerous, and it's unacceptable.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A New York judge ruled that Donald Trump will be allowed to know the names of jurors at his upcoming hush money criminal trial. The public, though, will not. Curtis Logan Tate pleaded guilty to assaulting police during the January 6th insurrection attempt. He is looking at 63 to 78 months in the federal penitentiary. This is ABC News. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University determined that sound waves thought to be from a meteor fireball near Papua New Guinea in 2014 were almost certainly vibrations from a truck rumbling along a road near a seismic station. The findings cast doubt that materials pulled last year from the ocean are alien materials from the meteor. The researchers will present their findings next week, Tuesday. ABC's Jim Ryan now on when getting even goes wrong.
On Monday, Jennifer Lynn Rossi's 10-year-old son had his sports drink taken away by an 11-year-old. She didn't get mad. Sheriff's deputies in San Antonio say she got even. She admitted to mixing lemon juice, vinegar, salt, and Gatorade in a sports bottle and telling her son to give it to the classmate who had stolen his drink the day before. Soon after consuming the concoction, the boy experienced nausea and a headache and was taken to a hospital. Although the drink was non-toxic, Rossi was booked on a charge of injury to a child. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
The Todd Almaus Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Almaus Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs, with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachakik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Bucks lose to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks had their 6-game winning streak snapped, losing to the Golden State Warriors 125-90. Milwaukee down by 20 at the half, but Doc Rivers says don't get mad about their defense.
This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together. Our floor balance was so bad. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
The Bucks road trip continues in LA against the Lakers tomorrow night. College basketball, Marquette losing to number 2 ranked UConn, 74-67, head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Coach Hurley and UConn. They did a heck of a job making us pay.
The Huskies head coach, Dan Hurley.
It's a privilege, you know, every time we get a chance to play Marquette and what Shaka's built here. You know, two championship-level programs took the court. Obviously, we're thrilled with the win.
That's UConn's head coach, Dan Hurley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows upper 20s, a mix of sun and clouds, and near 40 tomorrow. Warmer for the weekend, sunny and low 40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Even warmer to start next week, highs into the low 60s and partly to mostly sunny. Currently 29 degrees.
Friday on Matt Mayer On Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. 11:33, UW-Madison's David Drake says there's a whiff in the air with animals on the move. Don't miss it.
In touch with the City of Lakes. In touch with you. This is Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to our second hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine, these years. You can find his video blog over on YouTube. Just plug in his name, Philip Itner, P-H-I-L-I-P-I-T-T-N-E-R. Itner Philip, the reverse of that is his Twitter handle. And Phil, I understand that a Russian missile almost took out the President Zelensky and the president of, was it Macedonia or Greece or?
No, Greece. And Greece. Prime Minister.
The Prime Minister, thank you.
Indeed. And they were down in Odessa, which frankly shocks me a little bit, Tom, because Odessa has been a magnet, has been a focus of Russia's missile and drone attacks. So for the Greek Prime Minister and President Zelensky to go down there jointly was a risky thing to do. And apparently, yes, there was an impact. Something came in, hit relatively close to the motorcade. The Greek Prime Minister saying that the alarm came so suddenly that they weren't actually able to get to a secure location, whether or not that was because they were in a spot where there just wasn't a bunker nearby, or whether or not there was miscommunication between the various security protocols, we don't know. But it did come close. Now, you know, there's been discussion of would that have initiated Article 5?
That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, it's a civilian leader. There is a debate there. And, you know, some people are saying no because it's civilian leadership. It's not a military target. Other people saying it doesn't really matter, right, because NATO would have to invoke Article 5. They would have to meet, discuss it, and if they so deemed it to be an attack on an alliance member state by killing a prime minister, then yes, you know, Article 5 could be initiated, but it's uncharted territory.
Yeah, the question in my mind is whether the NATO treaty includes the word territory, you know, a strike on another state's territory. If it does, then this would not qualify. If it's more vague, then maybe, right?
Yeah, exactly. And there's also there's this talk of maybe it's still very rough talk and kind of amorphous, but that, you know, French troops could be sent here. Macron saying possibly sending French troops here. People have already noted that if French troops were on Ukrainian soil, if a French soldier were to die at the hands of a Russian soldier because of this territorial issue, because you're on Ukrainian soil, again, would Article 5, we are in uncharted territory. I mean, I don't know. And I think Brussels, you know, there would have to be a meeting at the NATO headquarters in Brussels, including obviously the Canadians and the American presence there. And they'd have to decide whether or not to invoke Article 5.
Well, there have already been several Americans who have died in Ukraine at the hands of the Russians. They were not official U.S. soldiers. They were people who just went over and volunteered. But
Interesting.
It does make a difference, obviously, if you're in uniform and deployed by your sovereign state.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, yeah.
For people listening who don't know where Odessa is or what its significance is, you want to just fill us in real briefly on that?
Odessa is one of the most important cities in Ukraine. It was built by Catherine the Great, and Russia has a very serious desire to reclaim it. I have been to Odessa several times since the full-scale invasion and war began, and I can say it is a fortress city. It is adamantly anti-Russian, and it was on the line because there was a lot of Russian speakers down there. It is historically a city that the Russian Empire and then subsequently the Soviet Union used as one of their major warm water ports. So Moscow would like to reclaim it, but they keep attacking it, and they blew up a church, an old 18th century church, which was infuriated Odessites about a year and a half ago. They took out a major hotel along the Corniche, and then just within the last week or two, they hit an apartment building, which has really struck the Ukrainian people, not just Odessites, but all of the Ukrainian people, because it killed so many children. There were seven children killed in a building, and the imagery is devastating. Yeah. Little children killed in their beds. And it's Odessa will never succumb to Russian dominance again. The hatred down there for the Russians is palpable. So it's an important city. It's a target for the Russians. It's something the Russians want to reacquire. But having been there, it would be a very difficult thing for them to achieve, the Russians.
If there is a hell, there's a special place in it reserved for Vladimir Putin. Sweden has become a NATO member. Talk to us about how this happened and what it means.
Well, it means that the Baltic Sea it will soon be, when Finland is finally adopted, and they are going through the process as well, that the Baltic Sea will become a NATO pond, is what it's being referred to, and it will blockade in Russia's fleets. They will not be able to move should a hot war ignite between NATO and Russia. So this is a very much an not. It is a containment of a potential threat, a potential hot war with Russia. Sweden has got a long history of animosity with Russia. St. Petersburg was taken by Peter the Great. It used to be Swedish territory, so there's long-standing history of that. But they had no intention of joining NATO until Putin decided to invade Ukraine. And so, this argument that the people in Moscow put forward, that they are against NATO expansion, and that is why they were worried about Ukraine, and that is why the excuse they give for invading. Well, I find that questionable, seeing as now we're seeing more NATO states, and you don't see Moscow crying bloody murder about Sweden or Finland joining. No, it's Ukraine is a special case. It's not about NATO. It's about colonization. This is an imperial war. Ukraine has a special place in Russia's sense of self as empire. They're not upset about NATO expansion. Otherwise, they would be jumping up and down about Sweden and then subsequently Finland. It's Ukraine, because Ukraine is the cornerstone of their empire. It is their first and most important colony. That's why they're fighting here.
Yeah, I totally get it. Your thoughts on Mr. Medvedev rolling out this new map 2 or 3 days ago that shows that there's now the greater Russia now includes all of Ukraine, and that it includes enough of Poland that Kaliningrad is now reunited with continental Russia. I saw this as essentially a declaration of war against NATO. I was astonished that it got no coverage in the American press at all that I can see.
Well, sadly, Tom, I'm afraid we here in Ukraine are kind of getting used to a lack of media coverage. The next shiny object has come along and we have been forgotten. But you're absolutely right. This was so diluted. This is the concept that what Medvedev is putting forward is this expansionist Russia, a rebuilding of the Soviet Union, of the Russian Empire. But like so many in kind of the, I think, kind of myopic view of the Moscovites is they really can't get it through their head that this place, Ukraine, will never bend the knee to them again. They don't have the capacity to take a city. We were talking just now about Odessa, but there are other cities, Kharkiv, Dnipro, Zaporizhia, all these cities with a population larger than, you know, say, a million or 700,000. If Russian troops try and take and hold any of the major cities in Ukraine, they will look at an insurgency and guerrilla warfare that will shock the world. I mean, I was in Iraq, and that insurgency was significant, and I don't want to diminish what that was. But right. The Ukrainians are ready to really resist with everything they have because it's an existential threat. So, you know, they are gaining ground, the Russians, because we aren't giving them the weapons that they need. The ammunition is so depleted.
Right.
But it has to be admitted that Russia is making advances. But if they try and take a city, Medvedev was showing this map where they had taken over all the major cities of Ukraine, and we even hear Vladimir Putin now saying that ultimately it's inevitable that the spiritual and national relationship between Ukraine and Russia will be restored. They're living in a fantasy world. They do not understand the opponent they face, that there is a country here with a separate identity from Russia, and it's gone forever. They crossed the Rubicon when they started killing men, women, and children in their beds, when they started attacking the civilian infrastructure of this country, when they started saying that Ukraine doesn't have the right to exist. We're past a certain point of no return. Yeah. Ukraine will never be Russian again. And they have to get that in Moscow. And it doesn't seem that they do.
Yeah. And finally, we're talking with Phil Itner, the veteran war correspondent based out of Kyiv, Ukraine. His video blog is Phil Itner over on YouTube. You mentioned Zaporizhia, the nuclear power plant. The last I heard, which was 2 or 3 days ago, there was a report of the Financial Times that the last trained Ukrainian nuclear engineers at that plant are gone. It's entirely being staffed by Russians, and most of them have no training in nuclear power. They don't really know what they're doing. What kind of danger does this represent to Ukraine and the rest of Southern Europe?
Well, I mean, it's obviously something that we have to keep a very close eye on. You're right. The Ukrainian operators have vacated or been pushed out, and now it's Russian.
And this is the largest plant in Europe, by the way.
This is the largest nuclear power plant in Europe. It is obviously something that the world is very concerned about. We have, the inspection, the UN inspection teams that do go in there periodically. Nobody is running around with their hair on fire quite yet. But this is obviously cause for concern because, you know, if God forbid another nuclear disaster happens on Ukrainian soil. We saw what happened with Chernobyl, and the legacy of that is very much still alive here in Ukraine. But a meltdown or some sort of catastrophe at the Zaporizhia plant would be, you know, several grades larger and more damaging than that. So we have to be concerned, but let's not panic quite yet. Right. We'll have to see what the UN inspectors say as they continue to go in there.
There you go. Phil Itner. Check out his video blog over on YouTube at Philip Itner. Phil, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tom.
Always great talking with you. We'll be right back. It's 18 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Dan Rather has some thoughts. And hey, are Republicans helping Mexicans smuggle fentanyl into the United States? I'll tell you about that right after the break.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Online.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
It's extra.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they'd love it. I mean, after all, it's a freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was they lost a little weight and their coats got shinier and they've got more of a spring in their step. I've never seen them so amped up. I mean, the ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so you don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. So Dan Rather just tweeted this, and I think it's absolutely brilliant, and it's worth repeating. He says, if I may, there's something I need to get off my chest. As democracy remains under siege, it's been frustrating to watch how the press covers politics these days. I'm reminded by lessons that came to me during my Nixon years as a CBS correspondent, which I'll add here. Number one, enough with the both sides-ism. When one side lies intentionally and repeatedly, they are no longer entitled to the benefit of the doubt. They should be held to account right away. Do not simply repeat the narratives they spew. Number two, prioritize live fact-checking. Rigorous and robust fact-checking is the best defense against misinformation, intentional lies, and deflection. If Trump says the sky is green, the story isn't that the sky is now green. The story is that the sky is still blue and Trump got it wrong. And number three, ask lawmakers hard questions. He says, ask about the fundamental principles of democracy. Push them to go on the record that Biden won the 2020 election. Ask if they support the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. He says, this writing is not to offer any claims of knowing it all. Your correspondent has made his share of mistakes. But after more than seven decades, I believe I've picked up a few useful guideposts. Good journalism is always worth it, and our democracy depends on it. Amen. Meanwhile, another consequence of the border bill, a stalled border bill. Did you know that the Border Patrol, the Customs and Border Protection, has acquired millions of dollars? They spent millions of dollars on state-of-the-art scanners that will help them spot illegal shipments of fentanyl. Keep in mind, 95% of the fentanyl coming in the United States is smuggled across regular border crossings in vehicles, most of it by Americans. And they say right now only about 5% of personal vehicles are being scanned because they don't have this new technology. It's ready to go, and it'll allow them to scan, you know, up to 70% of all the vehicles going through the border crossings. The problem is because Moscow Mike and his Republicans in Congress have not passed appropriations bills. They don't have the money. They need $300 million to put this technology into place. They've got the scanners, but they need to install them, and that's going to cost a couple hundred million dollars because, you know, they go on every single border crossing along the southern border. And the acting CPB commissioner, Troy Miller, said it's extremely frustrating. He said, we have the technology. It's in the warehouse. It's been tested, but we need approximately $300 million to put it on the ground. And, yeah, they. So bottom line, the Republicans are blocking the border bill, and that is allowing more fentanyl to come into the United States. Republicans are helping the fentanyl smugglers. Will Joe Biden point that out tonight? I don't know, but he should. He sure should. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break here.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Moscow Mike Johnson would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with your calls.
From the Mississippi to the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden's third State of the Union address was packed with cheers and jeers from each side.
President Biden never mentioned his name, but everyone knew he was talking about Donald Trump as a threat to democracy and world peace when he said he wouldn't defend a NATO nation that didn't spend enough.
A former Republican president tells Putin, quote, do whatever the hell you want. That's a quote. A former president actually said that, bowing down to a Russian leader. I think it's outrageous. It's dangerous and it's unacceptable.
Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
A New York judge ruled that Donald Trump will be allowed to know the names of jurors at his upcoming hush money criminal trial. The public, though, will not. Curtis Logan Tate pleaded guilty to assaulting police during the January 6th insurrection attempt. He is looking at 63 to 78 months in the federal penitentiary. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin campuses will keep more tuition money from Minnesota students from now on. Governor Evers is giving final approval to changes to Wisconsin's reciprocity agreement with Minnesota. Extra money used to go to the state's general fund. Advocates for sustainable farming are happy with a recent federal court ruling banning the pesticide dicamba. George Naylor is an organic farmer who used to use chemical herbicides and pesticides.
I could see when after a rain how it washed off of a cornfield into my soybeans and hurt my soybeans. So I'd say it's a very dangerous chemical and it can be easily moved through groundwater and surface water.
Dicamba is highly prone to drifting, which makes it hard for farmers to control where it goes. I'm Nate Wuggihoe, Civic Media News.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and north winds overnight with upper 20s expected by sunrise. We'll have a mix of clouds and sunshine Friday, lower 40s. North winds will continue. Saturday, sunshine is back, highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 28.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Like smelt fries and music on the river, we're uniquely Amory. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station. Port.
Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. I really do try to live with a healthy, heart-healthy diet and a good exercise routine. And I also love Superbeats heart chews. They give me daily blood pressure support. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in super beets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. I know I'm doing something good for myself every day with super beets heart chews and have been taking them for years. I keep them by my bed so I can see them and not forget to take them every night. They're convenient. I love that. Super beets heart chews are effective and clinically studied. They're from super beets. The number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended beet brand for cardiovascular health support. It's a convenient way to support healthy blood pressure. No pills to swallow, no ingredients to mix or prepare. Plus, they're plant-based and have no artificial sweeteners or colors. Double your potential with Super Beets Heart Chews. Get a free month supply of Super Beets Heart Chews on all bundles with a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by simply going to TomLovesBeets.com. Get this exclusive offer only at TomLovesBeets.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind or your thoughts on the State of the Union or whatever it may be. Bart in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Bart, what's up?
Hey, Tom, this is Bart. Yeah, I'm glad you took my call. I was calling to talk about what Biden needs to say at the State of the Union address today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, MP Green or some other Republican is going to get up and be disruptive. They've done it often enough now. You just know it's going to be, they're going to try and turn it into a clown show.
Yeah, it started with the Joe Wilson, you lies thing against Obama, and then it went into overdrive with Boebert and Marjorie Green. Jeff Tiedrich calls it three toes Marjorie.
He needs to say something like, you clowns just don't get it. You've turned the U.S. House of Representatives into a sideshow, a clown show, where you scream out your insults and think you're doing a great job. You are not. The most important job of the House is to direct the spending of our tax dollars through passing the federal budget. You have failed at this most important task. You have taken this vital responsibility, the responsibility that makes the House the main event, and turned it into a sideshow.
Mm-hmm.
Do better. Be better. If I were in your district, I would vote you out of office for your dereliction of duty.
I think
he just needs to come right
out. Apropos of that, here's another FDR clip for you.
Okay.
All set.
Taxes, after all, are the dues that we pay for the privilege of membership in an organized society. And as society becomes more civilized, government, national and state and local, is called on to assume more obligations to its citizens. The privileges of membership in a civilized society have vastly increased in modern times. But I am afraid we have many who still do not recognize their advantages and want to avoid paying their dues.
Yeah, there you go. I predict you're going to hear something very much like that tonight.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great. He needs to take it to him.
I agree. Bart, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you.
And I think Joe does a good job of that, too.
I do, too. And hopefully he will tonight. Martin in Carrboro, North Carolina. Hey, Martin, what's on your mind today?
Oh, hey, thanks very much for taking my call. I love the show, and I encourage everyone I know to tune in and listen to what you have to say. I just want to make one quick point before my question here. The point is that you don't make greatness. Greatness is not made. It's achieved, and it can't be lost or gotten again.
Excellent point.
Only improved on and made greater. So real quick, though, my question is on the immunity claim for Trump as a president could have immunity. If conviction by the Senate was required for a president to be found guilty, then they could easily just retire before they're convicted or impeached.
Impeach a president after they left office. I mean, the second impeachment of Donald Trump was right on the verge of that, as I recall.
Right. Well, I guess what I'm thinking of is when Nixon resigned before he was impeached, and then to that effect, then there's a precedent set there for the immunity claim, where Nixon would not have had to resign or been
pardoned if he was immune, like Trump is claiming. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly,
you're right. Now this is absurd. It's absurd on its face, and it's insane that the Supreme Court said, "Sure, we'll take this up, but just give us 3 or 4 months in a period of time that's really critical."
Yeah, it seems the precedent was set there by Nixon being pardoned, and I don't know why anybody's bringing that up, but thanks for letting me make my point. Sorry if it's off topic from the State of the Union.
Well done. No, it's a State of the Union is not our only topic today, Martin. Well done. Thank you very much. Brian in Milford, Delaware. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what's going on, Tom? Yes, I was calling in regards to, so as a black man myself, I'm seeing this push for black men to support Trump.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now he's sending out fake pictures of him surrounded by black people, some of whom only have three fingers on their hands. That's what happens when you generate them with AI.
Mm-hmm. And they really think we're that dumb. But I want to talk about this idea of child support. So I don't know if you saw RFK sat down with a group of black men, and he was just kind of baffled about their issues with child support, as a lot of us were. And but what happened was there was a lot of black men who were supporters of Trump or conservative that were like, oh, yes, now Roe v. Wade is overturned. Now black women can stop aborting our babies. Mm-hmm. And but what happened was they didn't realize the long game of Republicans when in Kentucky, they just passed a law yesterday to start child support at conception.
Whoa. In Delaware? Yeah, or where was that law passed?
In Kentucky.
Kentucky. Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Sorry, I got my baby with me. But yeah, I wanted to just kind of, and then I think North Dakota just did one maybe 2 years ago. But I got to go.
No, that's okay. Yeah, priorities. Brian, good luck with the kid. And great to hear from you. Thank you. Carrie in Arlington Heights, Illinois. Hey, Carrie, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. All right, I want to file this under conservative dishonesty, and I want to bring it to your attention.
It's a big category.
Wonderful book. Pardon me?
I said that's a big category.
Yes, it is, but I want to bring it to your attention because of your wonderful book on neoliberalism, The Hidden History of Neoliberalism. There's a website that is being promoted by our friend Joe Walsh, mm-hmm. called Project Liberal. And it's blatantly neoliberal.
Uh-huh.
But they're trying to use the word liberal to describe them as the real liberals.
Right. Well, that's the British meaning of the word. You know, the British meaning or the European meaning of the word liberal is what we would call libertarian. What's the website again? Give me the website.
Projectliberal.org.
Okay.
But the classical, in the history I was taught in my history classes in college, the classical political spectrum has big L liberals in dead center of it.
Yeah.
Right? So they're neither left nor right. But neoliberals are definitely to the right.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it is the British or the classical political spectrum.
That's interesting. Yeah, Joe Walsh is on here. We've got to get him back on to talk issues. You know, maybe he doesn't want to.
He promised to debate you on Citizens United.
I know. And He's promised to debate me several times, and then he doesn't show up and do it. So we'll see.
But I don't think he cares. I don't think he has. I think he would blow him out of the water.
Well, we'll see.
Personally.
We'll see. But Sean just noted that she will send out an invitation to him for, to come on and let's have a conversation. That's fascinating. I had no idea that he was part of this thing. Cliff, thanks for that.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Sure.
It really is. Or excuse me, Carrie, thank you so much for that. Sure. Appreciate the call. Monica in Chirino, Texas. Am I saying it right, Monica?
Hey, Tom, absolutely. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. What's up?
I worked with Dan Rather at CBS News in Washington when he was a White House correspondent.
Hmm.
And when I called in to your program, you hadn't run what he was going to say. And I told your representative, I think he's really angry about what's going on in journalism.
Yeah.
And, you know, the thing that got me, you had a war correspondent on about the nuclear power plant in Ukraine. I have not heard that anywhere.
Yeah. I read it in the Financial Times. It didn't seem to make its way to like the New York Times and the Washington Post. Although I confess, I don't read every page of every paper, so it could have been there.
How could anybody?
Yeah.
And people, ABC, NBC, CNN, and MSN, they're all on 24 hours a day, and it's repetitive.
Yeah. Yeah, they pick the top 5, 6, 7 stories and then just repeat them over and over and over, and each hour you get a different person with a different take on them, but it's basically the same old acceptable news, in quotes, you know?
Yeah, you need to go on network TV.
Well,
you know,
I had that conversation with Phil Griffin years ago. Basically I said, if my program would be subject to censorship by the network, I don't want the gig. And so he hired Ed Schultz instead, is what happened. Seriously.
You know, I have to say,
I remember
one more.
Well.
We were on half an hour a day, right? And then CNN joined, and then C-SPAN. And everything after that turned about money.
Yeah.
It was all about money.
Yeah.
And journalism is still mostly there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Scares me to death.
No, I get it. It's a crisis, frankly, right now. I think journalism in America is a real crisis. And we just had the publisher of the New York Times, Arthur Sulzberger, talk about how he really doesn't want his reporters to be essentially outing Trump's lies. I mean, it was just a mind-boggling interview. You can easily find it with a search engine. Monica, I got to run, but thank you for the call, and thanks for watching us down there in Texas.
Keep up the good work.
I will do my very best. Thank you. It is 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with more of your calls.
Broadcasting from the city of Lakes.
In touch really, but it sounds
this
fun.
This is Lake Air.
This is Lake Air
1260
WLAK.
Amory's radio station.
Amory's radio station.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets. And we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple of years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I'm not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who've left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Hallie. Honestly, the best sheets we ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everybody deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. Louise and I love how soft our Cozy Earth sheets are. Cozy Earth sheets, available in 15 awesome colors, are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating, so you'll sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on them, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you will save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. That's CozyEarth.com, and to save up to 35%, the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. Oops. Hang on just a second here. Pushed the wrong button on my keyboard. There we go. All right, let's pick up your calls here. Paul in Ambler, Pennsylvania. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I saw Nikki Haley's concession speech when she dropped out of the race, and first thing she did before really talking about anything else was attacking socialism as a death warrant for America.
Right.
I would just like to say that I hope that President Biden gets tough with Israel and even with Taiwan, and lets our allies know that they have universal health care. They have, there's like no guns in Taiwan. It's heavily regulated guns in Israel. And they both have very inexpensive and heavily subsidized university education.
Yep.
These are people that, and not only that, the Taiwanese and the Israelis, they have two of the largest economies in the world. They're about a decade away from being trillion-dollar economies. And Israel doesn't even have a population the size of Cuba. I think in a respectful way, Biden ought to let Americans know that we're giving tens of billions of dollars to very well-to-do countries that don't need the money and provide for their citizens what we don't provide for our own. I think Biden has to start talking in those terms. If we can't take care of our own, Tom, what good are we?
It's not an either or, Paul. The amount, you know, we're giving $3 billion a year to Egypt and Israel. That is a rounding error, you know, in the federal budget.
That's irrelevant.
And the money today. No, it is. It's extraordinarily relevant, Paul, because when Republicans start saying, oh, you know, we shouldn't be sending money to Ukraine, we shouldn't be aiding our allies because we haven't done what we need to do at home. The answer to that is, fine, let's tax the billionaires and do what we need to do at home and be a good neighbor around the world. We can do both.
We don't have to be a good neighbor to Taiwan and Israel. They're filthy rich.
I think we do, Paul. I really do. And those countries are doing well.
Why are we giving money to Haiti? Okay, give all of Israel and Taiwan's money to those people.
Well, they have received funding from the United States. I don't know the situation there right now. Well, I do know that that country is in a crisis.
That's not even a country anymore. It's a mess.
I know, and just throwing money at it is not going to solve the problem. Paul, thanks for the call. Larry in Coos Bay, Oregon. Hey, Larry, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, longtime listener, watching you on YouTube, Free Speech TV.
Thank you.
And I saw Phil Lytner, and I've been following, of course, all the stuff going on in Ukraine.
Yeah.
Listen, I think we're missing a point here. I don't think Putin wants Ukraine for the people. It wants it for the land. And he's going to commit genocide. He's just going to let it rot. He just wants to wait till everybody is gone.
Oh, he's trying to destroy the country. I mean, look at what he's done to the territories that he's seized. Plus, he's abducted over 100,000 children and then trafficked them into child trafficking rings in Russia, and he brags about it. I mean, that's what's insane.
Exactly. So now we have a genocide that's going on in Sudan with famine, yeah. Which of course, and you're very familiar with the Darfurian situation.
I am. I've been there.
I mean, I was demonstrating back in the late 90s, early 2000s, when Darfur was getting eliminated by the Sudanese in the civil war, and we're watching it all across the world.
Yeah.
But I have a very strong suspicion that everybody's thinking Russia wants Ukraine because of its value, but this value actually is in the land.
Absolutely. And they're sitting on one of the largest oil shale deposits in Europe. Also, I mean, there's a massive amount of oil and natural gas there, and probably coal.
And how much of a problem would it be to take the nuclear power plant and shift all the energy going from there into Russia?
Yeah, well, that's they've already done that. They're taking all the electricity from Zaporizhia right now, I believe.
And that's a sign because they don't care.
Yeah,
they don't care about people.
Nope, the Russians are perfectly willing to sterilize the whole country if, you know, they can eventually use it. Plus, they want the ports. They want Odessa, you know, they want to hang on to Crimea. Larry, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Great points all. Very well said. Lawrence in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, Lawrence, thanks for listening to KTNF. What's up?
Always a pleasure. I want to submit to you that we, the United States of America, are already living in a dictatorship. And let me qualify my statement by saying I've been friends with, I have a couple of Russian friends. We've been friends for over 15 years, and they've schooled me religiously on what a dictatorship is, and I'll just pass it on to you, and you can comment.
In a dictatorship, I would not be able to do this program.
That's common. You actually took the words out of my mouth. You're next, but you will not be able to do the program, but that's when it's a fully formed dictatorship.
Right. That's if Trump becomes president.
Right. He's the only, he's the only part of this puzzle that is missing. And listen, let me be very clear. A dictatorship is when one person dictates the entire government, and that's what we do. And
I tell you what, the
Democrats are complicit, and they are part of the dictatorship.
I strongly disagree, Lawrence. I'd say the Democrats are the only thing preventing us from having a dictatorship. We'll be back, and is, you know, listening to your Russian friends might not be the best idea.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
When I first fed my dogs Blue and Chewy, Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dogs seemed after we made the switch. The biggest change for Blue and Chewy was that they went from a few extra pounds to being more fit, and we could tell that they look better and they feel better. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it that it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch so there's no mess, and how it's shelf-stable so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you'll love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get up to 54% off the first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Friday on Nightlight, we talk Green Bay Film Festival and what's coming up on Max Inc. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden delivered his State of the